The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 22nd, goes to an Oklahoma woman named Emily Owings. Emily is 28 years old, and she refused to cooperate during a traffic stop, which set off a high-speed chase and guns being drawn in a neighborhood. Now, here's a few details. Emily was initially pulled over for not wearing her seatbelt. She also didn't have a license or her insurance. The only form of identification she had on her was her medical marijuana card. Body camera footage shows what happened next. Let's listen to the body cam footage, please.
Since I had to run your license, since you don't have it with you, came back suspended, and now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County.
I poop so bad.
Where do you think I was
birthday,
going?
Man.
Huh?
This is my birthday.
Well, listen to me, okay? Calm down. If they don't end up extraditing you for the warrants, I'm just going to cite and release you. You just need to call you a ride.
Nobody's going to come get me right now. I have to poop. Will you just let me go?
Because I know your license is suspended.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it was. I won't drive no more, but can I please go home and go poo?
I'm Officer Ryan. I guess he told you what's going on. If I can get you to step out of the vehicle for me.
Are you going to arrest me?
You're under arrest, yep.
Are you kidding me? Why?
You have warrants for Woods County and they're coming to get you.
No, they're not.
Ma'am.
Now, let me tell you something about me. Leonard McKelvey, Uncle Sharla. I never, ever go out in these streets if I have to poop. Okay, poop, crap, defecation, bake a loaf, bomb the bowl, cook a butt burrito, chop a log, nanny, whatever you want to call it. I don't leave the house if I have to do it. Why? Because I am traumatized at the fact of having to nanny and then getting locked up for a minor infraction. See, I don't know how it works in white America because I'm not white, but I've been placed in handcuffs for unpaid tickets I didn't even know I had. I've been to jail for driving under a suspended license and didn't even know my license was suspended. There's nothing worse in that holding cell while you have to launch a butt shuttle. Okay. It's something that even now as a grown ass man, I still do because I have PTSD from the times that I had to sit in the holding cell and keep the Browns from going to the Super Bowl. So I understand Emily's pain. PTSD is real. Post-traumatic disorder is a real thing. So I understand. But F all that. Okay. The law is the law, Emily. And when you're driving without a seatbelt, you don't have no license, no insurance. Your only form of ID is a medical marijuana card. And you curse the cops out and take them on a high-speed chase. Oh, you got to go to jail. Okay? Emily is with the s***. Literally. Now, this does get better. Okay? See, even though Emily took the police on a high-speed chase, it didn't last long. The news reports say several blocks Emily drove with speeds topping 70 miles per hour. Emily ran through a bunch of stop signs and a school zone. Thank God kids weren't getting out of school. Then she eventually stopped and surrendered after officers put those pistols to her and said, knock this shit off. And she said, no, I need to get this shit out. Let's go back to the police officer's body camera to hear what else Emily had to say.
Get out of the vehicle now. Step out now. Charges to county charges.
Get out of poop in your car, man.
You could have already been on your way to jail.
Yeah, not pooping.
Get in the car.
Look, man, just like the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, poor Emily is just trying to get those rusty nuggets out. Okay, she asked if she could let some butt dumplings fly in the back of the police car. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I think she really had to let out an aerial snake. Emily said there is a brown dragon in her butt trying to spread its wings, but this is not a game. She needs a throne to sit on. Okay, play that second part of the body camera footage again.
Get out of the vehicle now! Step out now! Charges to county charges.
Get out of poop in your car, man.
You could have already been on your way to jail.
Yeah, not pooping.
Get in the car.
The officer says you could have already been in jail. Emily says, but not pooping. Valid observation, Emily. Clearly, these officers are missing the point. Forget the high-speed chase. Forget your warrants. You have to poop, and the officers won't let you. Who do they think they are? Now, I'm tired of talking about this. Emily is right where she needs to be, and that's jail. And if she had to let some fanny fudge go half as bad as she's claiming she did in this body camera footage, I pray for her cellmate. Emily is currently in the Garfield County Detention Center, and she faces several felony charges. And I think now is as good a time as any to play a game of Guess What Race It Is! Now, listen. Pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. Didn't have license or insurance. Only form of ID was a medical marijuana card. Cursed the cops out and didn't let them on a high-speed chase. Pulled their guns out and didn't shoot her. Oh, and one more very important clue that I left out. When they searched their car, they found a pipe with meth inside. But also think, they didn't let her poop, which is very key. Dylan Roof got Burger King, but they didn't let this young lady poop. So don't assume you know what she is. But DJ Envy, guess what race she is?
All right, these are the keys, the clues for me. Meth, right? Also, the fact that the police pulled out a gun and didn't shoot. Mm-hmm. But I would say cursing out the cops. I got to go with white.
She is Caucasian. Mm-hmm. All right. Angela Yee, you heard the clues. Pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. Didn't have a license or insurance. Only form of ID was a medical marijuana card. Cursed the cops out and didn't let them on a high-speed chase. They pulled their guns out on her and didn't shoot her. And one more very important clue. They found meth in her car when they searched. But they didn't let her poop, which is very key. Angela Yee, guess what race she is?
I would have to say that she appears to be Caucasian. Just because there's, yeah, the white privilege of being able to curse out the cops and think you're going to get away with it and then pull off on a high-speed chase and live.
And the meth. Yeah, I think I thought the meth, but they ain't let her poop, though.
Let her poop.
What is it? What is she? What is she? Tell us.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, there's no tricking you guys. Emily, a.k.a. Young Poop Emoji, is Caucasian!
I knew it.
That young turd trooper is white. Okay?
Yeah.
Tail
of
shit.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys watch Schitt's Creek?
No, I heard about it, though.
No, I don't watch it.
Yeah, they won a lot of Emmys.
All right, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes, indeed.
Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, let's have wedding talk. Now, talk about it a little bit, Yeezy.
Right, so somebody had shared an invite to Reddit's wedding shaming forum, and on that invite, it was talking about when you RSVP, what can you choose from for the meal? So according to the RSVP, if you give a couple a gift worth up to $250, you get roasted chicken or swordfish. But the more you pay for the to give to the couple, the better meal that you might get to choose from. So above that, you know, between $250 and $500, you'll get sliced steak and poached salmon. Now, if you do between $500 and $1,000, then you get to pick from filet mignon or lobster tails.
Now, I've never heard of that before. I think that is tacky. I've never heard of that before in my life. The only type of I guess levels at a wedding is who gets to eat first, but everybody eats the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I've never heard that before in my life.
You're supposed to, when you go to a wedding, you're supposed to really pay for your plate. So that's what you're supposed to do as a gift. So let's say the plate, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pay for the plate.
Yeah.
So when you give cash, let's say you have a steak in mashed potatoes, let's say that's usually around $75 and it's two of you. You're supposed to give $150 for the plate.
They charge so much more at weddings because you got to also think it's open bar. If it's open bar, right?
So you have to pay for your plate. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. You pay $100 per plate.
I didn't charge nobody for food in my wedding, and we had an open bar.
You don't charge
people for food. But what they're saying is the gift giving rule is you're supposed to give a present or money equivalent to what it would have cost for your seat.
Correct.
I didn't know that. I had no idea about that.
But you don't know what that cost is, because what if somebody has a wedding, they don't have a lot of money, that means you pay them less?
What you mean?
Because let's say somebody has a low budget wedding because they don't have a lot of money. And
that's what he's actually saying. He's actually saying, I have friends with money, I have friends that don't have money, and I have friends that are broke, and I want to invite them all, but I can't afford this wedding. So if you don't have money, don't order the expensive stuff. But if you got money, order the expensive stuff. That's basically what he's saying.
I think that's tacky. I think that everybody should eat the same goddamn thing at the wedding.
The same choices.
That's it.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. Nah, I mean, I wouldn't. I agree with you. I think everybody should pay the same thing. I don't think if you have a wedding and you're getting married, you shouldn't expect what people are going to be giving you as a gift. You know what I mean? Them coming is your love and just showing your respect and love.
Have you ever not gone to a wedding because you were broke? Like, I don't even have money to go to this one. Because when I was younger, I would get invited to weddings and I would be like, I don't even really for real have money like that.
I had no idea you had to pay to get into weddings. All of this is new to me.
You're not paying. You don't got to pay at the door, Charlamagne. Show me. I got to pay.
What are y'all talking
wedding.
About then?
What's the cover? No, you ain't got to pay to get at the door, but that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pay the plate. Whatever you think your plate costs, that's what you're supposed to pay.
I had no idea. I've never heard this in my life. This is all new to me. Please, somebody school me.
All right. 800-585-1051. Do you think this guy should be charging different rates at his wedding? So he got the high rate, which is lobster and scrimps. Then he got the steak rate. And then he just got the chicken nugget rate. 800-585-1051. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. What's up?
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.